I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Welcome to the best podcast in all of podcasting. This is the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day and doing the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically as often as you need to, and the mental toughness of showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when you have not yet reached the success that you want to reach. And on top of all that, we need some personal initiative, because just having all these mental tools are great, but if you don't do anything with them, then they're useless. You need some personal initiative so you can go and make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. This show is called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is stop being in opposition to everything. Stop fighting against everything. We talked about in a previous episode about pushing versus pulling through life. Are your goals pushing you or pulling you through life? That's episode number 250 from December of 2016. Are you fighting against everything all the time? Do you feel like in your life you're swimming against the current? Has that ever happened to you? You ever get that feeling like everything seems to be a fight? You never seem to be going in the same direction as the current or the same direction as the jet stream, the wind. Everything is like a fight and you're going against all the time. You got to stop doing that. You got to stop being in opposition to stuff. And I'm going to explain to you exactly how. The reason why I'm talking about this today, I was reading a book by, it was a Bruce Lee book. Yeah, Bruce Lee, the martial arts guy. There was a book put together of some of his sayings and quotes and writings. And one of the things he says in the book is you have to stop being in opposition to everything that you come across. Sometimes you got to just stay still. You just stay still to the point that you can hear the wind, that you can hear the birds, that you can hear the life going on around you. And turn off everything that's going on in your mind. Shut off that internal dialogue that's going on in your mind. Stop being in opposition to things. And all of a sudden, the answers to all your questions will reveal themselves immediately. As soon as you clear your mind, stop that constant train of conversation that's going on in there. Let your mind be clear. Let your soul and your energies just be still, and everything will show itself. You got to stop fighting against all the time. And if you listen to what I just said, that description that Bruce Lee gave, it sounds similar to when someone talks about being in the zone, being in that zone as an athlete or being in the zone as a performer or in the zone as a producer. You could be sitting at your computer writing and get into the zone. It's the exact same thing. When your mind is clear, that internal dialogue shuts off. Everything is just empty. You are just being. You are so into the present moment that you're not worrying about the past. You're not thinking about the future. All you're focused on is the present task. So focused that everything else just gets quiet. It's like everything's moving in slow motion because you stop fighting against everything. You stop trying to force anything and you just let it be. That's what we're talking about here in today's episode. The topic again is, how do you stop being in opposition to everything, fighting against all the time, and start to kind of flow with what's going on in life? You still control it the way that you want it to go. You still focus on your goals. You still take the efforts that you need to take. But how you start working with what's happening in life instead of seeming like or feeling like you're fighting against all the time in life. Everyone understand what I'm saying? That's the topic that we're talking here today. Point number one is this. When you oppose things, when you go against things that people say, if someone says something and then you have something opposing it to say, or someone does something and you want to do some opposing action, you know what you're doing? You're creating conflict. That's how conflict begins. One person says one thing and you want to say the opposite, or you disagree, or you say you think that they're wrong, you have immediately created a conflict. If someone says to you, and I want to explain what I mean by this, because I think y'all understand on a basic level, but let me give you an example of what I mean. You're selling something, you're selling a product, and someone says your product costs too much. All right, here's what you don't do. This is what many people are doing. This is what you don't do. Don't tell them why the product does not cost too much. You heard me correctly. If someone says your product costs too much, don't try to explain to them how it doesn't cost too much. If they say it costs a lot, this is what you can say. Absolutely right. It does cost a lot. All right, so buy it right now. And this is an idea. I got this idea from listening to an audiobook and reading the same book by a guy who's really great when it comes to sales and closing deals. The guy's by the name of Grant Cardone. I spoke about Grant in my favorite books episode, episode number 60. I mentioned his book, The 10X Rule, and I mentioned Grant a few episodes back also, talking about that 10X concept. So when it comes to closing, always agree with your customer. Always agree with the prospect is one of Grant's principles when it comes to selling. Always agree. Don't go against what they're saying. So if they say something like, yeah, this product costs a lot. This product is very expensive. Yes, it's a little bit over our budget. You know what Grant says you should say? You should say absolutely is over your budget. That's the exact reason why you need it. It costs a lot. That's the exact reason why you need it. You weren't planning on buying something today. That's the exact reason why you need to buy it. Now, there's a whole lot more that can go into that stuff. You can go get that Closer Survival Guide, which I have recommended on this episode multiple times before. If you haven't already got it, I don't know why you're listening but not taking action. I don't know why. It's a podcast, a personal initiative. But anyway, don't go against. Go with what people are saying. I'm going to give you another example of that later on in this episode that I think you're going to like. The Bulletproof Mindset is my course on mental toughness, confidence, discipline, and personal initiative. Some people have come to me. I've gotten some snaps on Snapchat. People say, well, you know, Dre, I want to take the Bulletproof Mindset course, but the course is kind of pricey. It costs a little bit more than I was planning on spending. You know, I don't really have that kind of money to sign up for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Well, guess what? You motherfucking right, it's pricey. You damn right it costs a lot of money. You have thought that. You know why you're thinking that it costs a lot of money? You know why you're thinking that the Bulletproof Mindset course is pricey? Because you want it. Because if you didn't want it, it wouldn't matter how much it costs. Right? If you don't want it, it doesn't matter how much it costs. How much does it cost to get a meal at McDonald's, an extra value meal? I have no idea. You know why? Because I don't care how much it costs because I'm not buying one. I don't want it. It doesn't matter how much something costs if you don't want it. If you're talking about how much a product costs that you do not yet own, it's probably because you want it, but for whatever reason, you've decided that it costs too much or it costs too little or whatever. You don't have the money right now, whatever the situation is. The reason you're talking about it is because you want it. So go ahead and sign up. I know it costs a lot of money. That's the exact reason why you need it. It costs a lot of money. That's the exact reason why you need it. So go with whatever the challenge is. Whatever the challenge is coming to you in life, go with it instead of always going against it. So this is not just a sales principle, people, and I'm going to explain that in more detail as we get deeper into this episode. But the principle is whatever someone is saying, whatever someone is feeling, whatever energy they're giving off, go with their energy. All of you have heard of the phrase building rapport, right? Building a rapport with another person. You can't build rapport with a person by disagreeing with them. You can't build rapport with someone when they have a certain type of energy. They're a real high energy person and they're always moving and they're gesturing when they're talking. You can feel the energy in their voice. You can see the energy in their eyes, but you want to stay real calm and peaceful and be kind of the exact opposite of them. Listen, you can't build rapport with that person. Even if your normal way of being, like who you are as a person, is that calm, relaxed person. You don't have all that movement and all that energy like that person has. If you want to build rapport with that person, you got to match their energy. That's how you build rapport with someone. When someone sees something that is unconsciously, we see that this person is like me. This person thinks like me. They move like me. They walk like me. They talk like me. They speak like me. When we feel that unconsciously, we feel we're in rapport with a person. Now, once you get in rapport with a person, now you can kind of bring them over to your side. But first, you got to match their energy. You got to match where they're at. So if someone says this costs a whole lot of money and you immediately say, no, it doesn't. Now you've automatically created a conflict. You have just broken any opportunity you had of building rapport because you went against them. Now you are clashing against this person because you just said, no, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money when they just said that it did. So you say, you know what? I agree. This does cost a lot of money. Now figure out how you can work with them from that point because what you just do, you just agreed with them. You just got on the same page as them. You're on the same wavelength as them. Now you're seeing eye to eye with them. You agreed with what they said. Even if they say something ridiculous, you can agree with it and then maneuver it back to work for you. And this is a skill. This is a conversational skill that you get from guess what? Having conversations, not from being on your phone, not from reading books, not from listening to podcasts. You got to have some conversations to develop conversational skill. But this is the principle to go with instead of going against. Everybody follow what I'm saying. Point number two, and today's topic is not being in opposition to everything. Start flowing with what's happening, going with the flow, but still controlling things at the same time. Point number two, criticism. This is a good one. When someone criticizes you, there's probably an ounce of truth in that criticism. That's the truth that I'm giving you here today. When someone criticizes you, even if they're being completely irrational, even if this person is a diabolical hater, as Dave Chappelle said on his show, at the haters convention, the player haters convention, I forget the name of it. When somebody criticizes you, people, usually there is at least one tiny ounce of truth somewhere in that criticism. Even if that person is like a hater, that person is like your enemy. They're really against you. Everything you do, they're trying to figure out a way to go against it or say why it's bad or say why nobody should be involved in it or nobody likes it or trying to make jokes about you or trying to make you look bad. Even if this person is your sworn enemy, when someone criticizes you, there is usually some ounce of truth in that criticism. So what you need to do instead of fighting against the criticism is acknowledge the criticism and use it. And I'm going to give you a great example of this. You got to acknowledge the criticism and use it. When someone says, hey, your product costs a whole lot of money, usually people are saying that as a criticism, like this costs a lot. If it costs a little bit less, what they're implying is if it costs less money, I will probably buy it. So you don't have to say, oh, well, no, it doesn't cost that much because here's something else that costs 10 times what this one costs. So it was actually relatively cheap. No, you don't want to go against what they say. What you need to do is acknowledge it. Okay, I'm acknowledging your criticism. I'm acknowledging the criticism you're giving, and then you take everything, every power that they thought they were creating by criticizing you, you take all the power away by agreeing with it. See, when someone criticizes you and you try to fight against it, someone says, well, this person's a liar and they steal from people, and then you say, no, I'm not a liar and I never stole from anybody. Now you have given power. You have given credence to their criticism because you went against it. Just by the fact that you opposed it and said, they said, yes, you did. And you say, no, you didn't. Now, all of a sudden, it's an issue because now it's what they said versus what you said. But if they said, hey, you did this, and then you acknowledge it in some way, shape or form. And I'm not saying that in that situation, it depends on kind of who the person is, what they're talking about. Figure out a way to acknowledge it and then use it to your benefit. Let me give you an example. And this goes into point number three. Use the energy, because this is what you're going to do to use that criticism. The energy that people express towards you, especially if it's negative energy, use that energy for your own purposes. So this is point number three. And today's topic is how to stop being in opposition to things and use them to your advantage. I'm going to give you the most famous example that we all know. Our president, Donald Trump. When he announced that he was running for president, what were the first things that people who couldn't believe it, what were the first things that they said? They said, this guy has no political experience. That's a criticism, right? They said, this guy's going to run for president. He's a damn reality TV star. That's a criticism. People said, this guy just goes on the internet or wherever he is in front of a microphone or a camera, and he says ridiculous things just to get people's attention. These are things that people said about him when he said he was running for president. And when I heard people say those things, I kind of chuckled and said, you know, they're actually kind of correct. They're kind of right. And guess what Donald Trump said? He said the same thing. He said, you're damn right. He said, you're damn right. I have no political experience. So guess what happens if I become president? It's not going to be politics as usual. I'll entertain you with my tweets. Oh, he said, yeah, you know what? I am a reality TV star. Reality TV stars, you know what they are? They're popular. They know how to get people's attention. Sometimes they do things just to get attention. Sometimes they say ridiculous things just to get people's attention. So Donald Trump said, you know what? I'm not going to release press releases the formal way that normal politicians do, because remember what you said, I don't have political experience. So why should I try to do things like a politician? I can't beat them at being a politician, but I can beat them at being a reality TV star. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to announce everything I'm doing via social media. Why? Because that's what reality TV stars do. See, you see how he's used the energy that people were using against him? He used it for his own purposes. Do y'all see this? People said, well, Donald Trump sometimes says ridiculous things that he may not even believe, or things that are just going to rile certain people up just to get attention. And guess what Donald Trump said? He said, you're damn right. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Has he done that? Now, you may have, this is not a political episode. I'm not telling you that I'm for or against Donald Trump. This is just an example. And I've used him a couple times on the show as an example that he's taking the energy, all the things that people said negatively about him, instead of fighting against them and saying, oh, no, that's not true. I do know politics. Oh, no, I'm not just a reality star. I'm also an experienced businessman. And I have some real things that I think can help this country. He didn't say that. He did not say, hey, I don't say ridiculous things. I don't go against people. I don't ridicule people. I don't do any of that stuff. He didn't do any of that. He doubled down on it. What did I talk about in yesterday's episode? Doubling down on what works. This works for him. It worked for him to be a reality TV star. I got him known. You knew his name before he ran for president, did you not? It worked for him to say things that kind of riled people up, that half the people would be like, yeah, I'm really happy that he said that. They're really excited about it. And there were other people who were really angry about the things that he said. That worked for him. That worked. Now, whether you agree with it or not is not the point here. I'm not trying to convince you to agree or disagree. What I'm telling you is it worked, people. So he took the energy in that criticism. When someone's criticizing you, usually there's some energy in that. There's energy in a criticism, people, because we don't criticize things unless we feel strongly about it. So you don't criticize something that you don't feel that strongly about it. For example, I go to Whole Foods and buy organic produce just because I think it tastes better than the produce that comes from the local grocer called Publix down here in Florida. That's what I feel. I feel Publix produce is just not that good. But I'm not going to go out and go on a tweet storm criticizing Publix about their produce because I don't feel that strongly about it. I just go to Whole Foods. I'm not that excited about it. Even though I have a negative opinion of it, I'm not going to go out and make a big crusade about it because it's not that big of a deal to me. Well, what I'm saying here, why I'm bringing that up, is that when someone criticizes publicly, usually it's because they feel really strongly about it. People feel really strongly about things that they're going to go public and talk about it. They have strong feelings about it if it's negative, especially when it's criticism. And negativity travels a whole lot faster than positivity. Can we agree with that? Negative energy travels faster than positive energy. The only thing faster than the speed of light, people, is the speed of dark. And Donald Trump said, I'll be even more ridiculous so I can stir up the opposition, which is energy nonetheless. He stirred up opposition. Can we agree that sometimes Donald Trump will and has said things that he knew was going to get the people who didn't like him to not like him even more? Do you think he understands that? I don't think this guy's an idiot. Okay, and again, this is not a political conversation. I don't think this guy's a fool. He can't be a fool to get to where he's gotten. Regardless of how you feel about how he got there, he can't be a complete fool to get to where he's gotten. Do you think he understands that when he says some things, do you think he understands that some things he says, he knows the people who already don't like him are going to say, look, there's more example of why we don't like him. Here's more reason to go against this guy. Here's more reason to resist. Isn't that the word people have been using, resist? Here's more reason to, do you think he understands that? All right, the guy's not a complete idiot. All right, and we talked about pretty earlier on this podcast, don't underestimate people. Just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean you should attach negative stigmas to that person just based on your paradigm of your negative perception of that person. Make sure you don't underestimate people because that can cost you in the long run. It can cost you a lot in the long run. You underestimate a person just because of your negative opinion. Opinions are different from facts, people. The thing is, when he says something that gets the people who are opposed to him riled up, he knows what he's doing. He knows he's getting those people riled up. But at the same time, when he riles up the people who don't like him, you know who he also riles up? The people who support him to come fight against those people. All he does is, they call that in politics, they call that stirring up your base, right? Isn't that the phrase? I'm not too well-versed on politics, but I am well-versed on mental toughness, confidence, discipline, and personal initiative. And I'm using this as an example. The energy that comes out of a criticism, people, are things that you work. It gets more support from his supporters when he riles up the people who don't like him. When the people who don't like him raise up and start saying negative stuff about him, all it does is get his supporters to raise up and say positive stuff about him. And this works. I don't know how many times I got to say it. It worked. That's what he did. And that's what he's still doing. He uses the energy that people throw at him and he works with it. He's not opposed to it. Y'all see this, right? Full disclosure. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I did not vote for Donald Trump. But I can look at him and see what he's doing that's working, and how many of us can use it. That's what I want y'all to. I want you to, if you happen to be staunchly opposed to him, and I know there are many people who are, if you're staunchly opposed to the current president of the United States, I want you to detach from your emotions right now and just objectively look at this situation, because there's value in paying attention to this. There's value in this that you can use on, you can use yourself, even if you don't like what happened. You can look at the situation and say, how can I learn from this? What can I gain from this situation? Y'all have all heard the phrase that you can't lose. You either win or you learn, right? Isn't that what they're saying? You either win or you learn. There's no losing, because when you don't win, you learn something. Okay, so if the person who you wanted to win, you didn't lose, but you can learn from it if you're able to turn off your emotions. Emotions, again, emotions cloud logic. Emotions get in the way of logic. Emotions will completely block logic. But what I want you to do is listen to this logically right now. This is not an emotional sale that I'm making to you. I'm trying to speak to your logic, but you got to turn your emotion off in order to get it. Don't let this go in one ear and out the other just because of the subject. Okay? Don't let the subject make you turn off the learning part. All right, you got to learn from this. Don't tell yourself, okay, I'm not going to learn anything from it because of the person that we're talking about. Listen, the person we're talking about, you can learn a lot from. You can learn a lot from your enemies, people. You can learn a lot from people who you don't like. You can learn a lot from people who you are very opposed to, because there's something that that person did to get your emotions engaged. And when you can get people's emotions engaged, either positively or negatively, know what we call that? We call that power. We call that influence. Or if you hate Trump and he says things that get you riled up, guess what? He has influence over you. He has power. He has the power to get your emotions engaged. And getting people's emotions engaged is a valuable ability. Someone who can do that can do many great things. And becoming president of the United States, that's a pretty great thing. Whether you like the person or not, that's a great thing to do, to become the leader of a country where you were chosen by the people. And we're not going to get into the details of that. Let's get into point number four. Today's topic is stop being in opposition to everything. Point number four, here's an example. I was in this Instagram, this is a couple years ago, maybe 2014. I got into an Instagram comment battle on one of my posts on Instagram a couple years ago with this clown guy. The topic, well, I don't even remember what exactly we were talking about, but basically a female had left a comment on one of my posts. A female who knew this guy left a comment on one of my posts, and she tagged him in the comment. He came in and tried to make himself look macho, and this is on my post. He was trying to make himself look macho at my expense in some way. I'm not going to go into full detail about this. But anyway, as we get into this comment battle with this clown, in the heat of the battle, this is something that he said to me. So we're going back with these long paragraph long comments, talking shit to each other on Instagram, right? And this guy says to me one time, he called me a narcissist. He said, you're a narcissistic something or other. And I remember when I read that comment, I just laughed. I laughed when I read that. And I thought to myself, is that supposed to be a criticism? Him calling me a narcissist? My name is fucking Dre all day. Hell yeah, I'm a narcissist. My name is worth money, bitch. That's what I said to him. I said, you're damn right, I'm a narcissist. That's not news. I mean, was he trying to point something out? Imagine if I had said in the comments, no, I'm not a narcissist. I care people and I help people and I always put others' interests before my own. That'd be boring, right? Your eyes would glaze over as soon as you started reading it. I said, you're damn right, I'm a narcissist. My name is fucking Dre all day. I got a website named after me. You Google me, you're going to see a whole lot of pictures of me. Guess who put them pictures on the internet? Me, motherfucker. Of course I'm a narcissist. You goddamn right. He was right. So I took the energy that he was trying to use as a criticism. I think he thought he was making me look bad by calling me a narcissist. You motherfucker right, I'm a narcissist. That ain't news. That ain't no news flash. Anybody who's been listening to this or watched me before think that's news to call me a narcissist? That's not a criticism. I'm like, you're right. Absolutely. That's how I got here, dumbass. But the point is this. Using the energy that people are trying to use against you, use it to your advantage. Then you take all their power away because they thought they had some power because they pointed out something that you might not want the public to know about. But then you use it to your advantage. Now you have completely demoralized them psychologically and you've taken away their trump card. No pun intended. You took away their trump card, the thing that they thought they were going to use against you. You used it against them. What do they say when you get arrested? Anything you say can and will be used against you. You take the energy that other people you take the stones people throw at you and you build your house with it. I remember Puff Daddy, he was on a song by the Lox back in their first album. Their first album was called Money, Power, Respect. And you don't have to know who the Lox is to even understand this. There was a song called, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. And at the beginning of the song, you hear Puff Daddy's voice and he's kind of mimicking his detractors when he says, why are they always talking about money? You know what Puff Daddy said? Because we like money, bitch. Using the energy that people throw at you, using it to your own purposes. Stop being in opposition to everything. That's today's topic. Let's recap these points. Number one, when you oppose something that somebody else says, you immediately create a conflict. You have destroyed any possibility of rapport and you cannot get someone's cooperation. You definitely can't get someone's all. You can't get someone to give you their all when you are opposing them. You can get someone to give you their all when you are in rapport with them, meaning they look at you and see someone who thinks how they think, agrees with what they agree with, likes the things that they like, even if you really don't. If you just agree with a person, you have unconsciously started to build rapport with this person. That's how it works, y'all. Most of what we do in life is driven by our unconscious, not our conscious. So understand this. And when someone says your product costs a lot of money and you agree with it, you have automatically built rapport with that person. They are not going to consciously think about, wait a minute, why did he just agree that I said his product costs too much money? Unconsciously, our subconscious mind is saying agreement. That's somebody who's like us. They disagree with what we said. And it happens in a split second, people. Trust me. Just use it and you'll find out. Recent books by Robert Cialdini, Cialdini. He wrote a book called Influence and a book called Persuasion. These are things that will help you understand how the brain works, the inner workings of the brain, which again is much more unconscious, things that we don't even know is happening more than is our conscious minds that we think we are controlling things. We're actually not. Read those books and go to dreallday.com/read for my recommended reading list. Point number two, criticism. Criticism is something that throws people off balance a lot in life. When you get criticized, first of all, understand there's probably an ounce of truth somewhere in that criticism. So what can you do with that? Acknowledge the ounce of truth that's in it and then use it for your own purposes because you take all their power away. Now they are rendered useless because you took the one thing that made them significant away because you agreed with it. Instead of going against it, you agreed with it. Now they can't say anything. You basically put them on your side. Number three, use the energy that people express towards you for your own purposes. Now, if it's positive energy, you already know how to do that. Well, let's talk about the negative energy. Someone expresses a negative opinion of you, use it. Look at our president. He took the negative opinions of the people who were opposed to him, and he used the exact things that they said were negative about him. He used them to win. This is what he did. Again, turn your emotions off and look at it logically. That's exactly what he did. Then ask yourself, how can I use it for my purposes? Point number four. Well, I gave you the example. Point number four was just the example. Some guy called me a narcissist. I said, yeah, you damn right I'm a narcissist. That's not news, dumbass. Use the stones that people throw at you to build your mansion. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a book called The Super You. It is about unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. You can read about The Super You at dreallday.com/super, or you just go to dreallday.com/BB. Either way, you'll get led to it. Get the Bulletproof Bundle, which is four of my books, including The Super You, and you can learn how to unlock and live with your highest level of confidence. You don't need to research it. Just buy the damn book and read it, and then apply it, and keep listening to this podcast. Work on your game. Dre all day. The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to dreallday.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's dreallday.com/audible. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.